We continue today in the Tomer Dvora, and we find ourselves now in the fourth divine attribute, the fourth midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on the Pasuk in Micha, what the Ramak Ramosha Kardever identifies as L'she'iris Nachaloso. So the Ramak writes as follows, Hinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misnahig Im Yisrael B'derech Zu. The Ribbono Shel Olam conducts himself with Klal Yisrael the following way, Omer, Ma E'esel Yisrael V'him Krovai, She'er basar yesh li imohem, shem bazug la kodesh baruch hu. V'kor labiti achosi imi, keder perishu zichronim levracha. Uksiv, Yisrael am krova mamish korva yesh li imohem, ubanav heim. So the Ramak writes something amazing. He says, the Ribbono Shel Olam conducts himself not simply as a God who is aloof, detached, or lords above his creations, but rather he connects with us as a relative, as a she'er ba'asar, as a close relationship with us. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Klal Yisrael in so many beautiful descriptive ways, relationship ways. Biti, my daughter, Achosi, my sister, Imi, my mother. And ultimately, again, as the Pasuk says, we say every day in the Hallelujahs, Yisrael Am Kirovo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Klal Yisrael the Am Kirovo. So we translate Am Kirovo as close, but karov also means a relative, a close relative. So the idea that the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with us is not simply the relationship of a king to his subjects, but there is a she'er, there is a relationship, there's a closeness, there's a relationship in that we're relatives, we're connected, we're related to one another. And therefore says the Ramak, V'hainu l'she'iris nachalaso. Lashon she'er basar. V'sof sem, sof sof heima nachalaso. So therefore the Ramak writes, this is the meaning of the phrase, L'she'iris nachaloso. That not only are we the portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only are we the nachal, the inheritance of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but she'iris from Lashon she'er. She'er in Biblical Hebrew means a close relative. A close relative, she'iris nachaloso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, it's not just that we're connected, but you're my she'er, you're my close relative. There is a beautiful, loving connection that is here that goes well beyond the king and his subjects, that really relates to a father and his children, to a mother and her children, to siblings, to a father. All the different relationships, ultimately, again, that we alluded to in the Psukim stated above. He goes on, he says, Uma Omer, Im Ani Shem Hari HaKe'ev Alai. So the Baruch Hu says, now that we've established that Klal Yisrael is not simply just my nation, but ultimately are my close relatives, how can I punish them? Because if I punish them, I will be pained by the punishment that I have to visit upon them. Kidichsiv, Bechol Tzara Som Bo Tzar, Ksiv Ba'alef Loma, Shetzara Magia Lepele Elyon, Vechoshekin Ledu Pir Tzufin Shebohin Ikra An Hago, Vikarinan Bevav Lo Tzar, Uksiv Atik Tzar Nafsho Ba'amal Yisrael, Vefish Sheino Sovel Tzaram Uklonam, Mipnei Shehim She'iris Nachaloso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how can I possibly punish Klal Yisrael? Because if I punish Klal Yisrael, I, God, am going to be negatively affected by those punishments as well. Why is that? Because when a person has a relative with whom they are close, if that relative is suffering, so I am suffering as well. L'she'iris nachaloso. The Ribbono Shel Olam is connected to us in such an intense, deep and meaningful way. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, I guess, what we'll call a shtickle of a conundrum, a divine problem, which is on one hand there's an obligation to punish, on one hand there's an obligation to mete out justice, on one hand there's an obligation to go ahead that every action has a ramification and repercussions, but on the flip side, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I punish them, I end up hurting myself. That's the she'iris nachaloso. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, there are so many things that you're deserving of. There are punishments that you're deserving of, but what can I do? Not only do I love you, but we're like close relatives with each other. So if I hurt you, effectively, I am hurting myself. If I punish you, effectively, I'm hurting myself as well. So he goes on, he says, Kach ha'adam im chavero. So too is the same with a person and his fellow. Kol Yisrael him sheba. So again, obviously, as the Ramak shows us, he explains the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the she'iris nachaloso means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has compassion on us, because whatever he does to us has an impact on him. How could that be? L'she'iris nachaloso. The Ribono Shel Olam has a closeness with us, has a connection with us. So whatever he does to us has an impact on him as well. What's the message for us, says the Ramak? He says, Kach ha'odom im chavero, kol Yisrael heim she'er basar, elu im elu. So the Ramak says, what we learn from this is as follows, that this level of interconnectedness is not just something that applies to God and us, but it applies to us with one another as well. Our neshamas are interconnected. Our neshamas are interwoven one with the other. There's a part of my neshama in you. There's a part of your neshama in me. We have this incredible level of interconnectedness. Ulakach, eino dome merubim ma'osim es ha-mitzvos, v'chozeh mipnei kelelusam. So therefore, again, that's why whenever you have a collective, a larger group doing mitzvos, that mitzvah performance is always more profound, more powerful, and more impactful. Why? Because you're doing for yourself, I'm doing for myself, we're doing it together. But at the end of the day, when I perform a mitzvah, I'm doing it with my neshama and with a little bit of your neshama that's inside of me. And when you go ahead and you do your mitzvah, you're doing your mitzvah for your neshama, plus with a little bit of my neshama that's inside of you. And as such, again, the collective impact of our ma'aseh ha-mitzvos are always greater than our individual actions. So if we just pause here for just a moment to understand the profundity of what the Ramak is teaching us, because it really is quite overwhelming. It's not only that we're joined together because we're one people, because we're one nation, we have the same Torah, we have the same mitzvos. Our neshamas, our souls, are literally interwoven one with the other. There's a piece of me in you, and there's a piece of you in me. This is the din of arvus. This is the din of mutual responsibility. This is kol Yisrael reivim zeh b'zeh. It's not just a nice idea that we're all part of the same people. We all love the same land, Eretz Yisrael. We all have the same Tariq mitzvos, same Torah, same Shabbos, same Kashrus, same Yom Tov. No, it's so much more profound. We're interwoven because there's a piece of me and you, and there's a piece of you and me. Where does he get this from? Because this is l'she'iris nachaloso. Just like there's a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in me, that's my neshama, there's a piece of me in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same applies to our interpersonal relationships as well. Again, there's a piece of me in you, and there's a piece of you in me. The Ramak goes on, he says, he explains, V'chemi tamzeh, Yisrael arevim zeloze, mipnei shememish yesh b'chol echad chilek echad mechadero. So therefore, again, this is the idea of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh B'Zeh. That what does it mean? We're all responsible for one another. What does it mean we're all responsible for one another? Because ultimately, whatever I do in life impacts not only me, but impacts the pieces of the of your neshama that I have inside me as well. That's the din of arvus. I'm responsible for my actions, but my actions don't just have repercussion on me, they have a repercussion on the part of you that's inside of me as well. And therefore the Ramak says is a very important lesson. Therefore when I commit an avera, not only am I negatively impacting my neshama, but I'm negatively impacting the parts of your neshama. And when I say your neshama, each of us has a little bit of every other yid's neshama. Each of us has a little bit of every other Jew's neshama inside of them. So that when I go ahead and I commit an avera, not only chas v'shalom am I damaging myself, but I'm damaging the other pieces of klal yisrael d'ikei neshamas that are inside of me as well. So therefore again the Ramak says, and this is the same idea as our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. Just like L'sheiris Nachalasa means HaKadosh Baruch is my close relative, we are all close relatives to one another. And again, not only because we share the same nationhood, the same Torah, but because literally each of us has a piece of every single other Jew in ourselves, and there's a piece of us in every single other Jew as well. So whatever we choose to do impacts not only me, myself, but impacts the mitzvot, the sparks of the other Jews who are inside of me as well. ולכך ראי לאדם ליוסו חפץ בתווסו של חברו, ואין לו טוב על טוב אז חברו, וכבודו יחביב עליו כשלו, שרי הוא ממש, ומתם זה נצטבינו ואהבת לרעך כמוך. Therefore says the Ramak, we only want what is good for ourselves and what is good for our fellow Jew. And therefore again, you know, sometimes we make decisions in life and we do things because we think that the impact of those decisions is limited to me. Maybe I know it's not the right decision. Maybe I know it's not the right thing. But at the end of the day, who am I hurting? Who am I impacting? It's me, and I'm willing to absorb the spiritual shock of the event. But the Ramak says that's not the case. The Ramak says at the end of the day, whatever I do has an impact on me, but also has an impact on all of the other sparks of the neshamas of Klal Yisrael that are inside of me as well. We only want to do good for each other. We only want to benefit one another. And therefore, we must be so vigilant with the actions we engage in and the decisions we make. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to hurt us or to pain us, because if he does so, he hurts himself. Because at the end of the day, because of the closeness, because of the she'iris nachal so, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us, he is harmed as well. So too, in the way we interact with each other, we want to make sure that chas v'shalom, we don't do something negative. Even though I think I'm just making my own decision that only impacts me, says the Ramak, not true. We're all relatives. We're all the she'iris nachal so. We all share the sparks of the neshama together, and whatever I do impacts not only me, but impacts everyone else as well. The yirulam imenu kiluhu mamish hayashay ba'osa tzar o ba'osa tova. The she'iris nachal so. The Ribbono Shel Olam is close to us, not just like a king to his subjects, but literally like a close relative. And because he is like a close relative, he recognizes that if he punishes us, he ends up hurting himself as well. And that's why in so many situations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exhibits incredible rachamim, even if we don't deserve it. Because he doesn't want to be in pain. He doesn't want to suffer. And therefore he spares us as a result. And we learn from this, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our close relatives, we are close relatives with one another. We share the same sparks of the neshama. There are sparks of me and you, and sparks of you and me. And therefore we must be vigilant with the decisions we make and the actions we take, recognizing that they do not only impact me, the individual who is acting, but they impact all of the other sparks that are inside of me as well. We'll stop here, and the Meretz Hashem will continue with the fifth Midah tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.